Sheikh of Tas Yem Gimel, Hey Stephen Hamshos.
Basically, Harei Hu Olai, Harei Ze Olai, Osu Mipnei Shehu Yad LeKorban. Even that it didn't say the word Osu, it didn't say Atposa, it didn't say Kekorban, it's Osu Mitzad Yodes. Frek the Gemara. Taime de Omar Olai. It's Mashman the Brai said that it's only a Yad because he also said the word Olai. Huda Osu. Avel lo Yomar Olai. But if you didn't say the word Olai, loy tiyufta de Abaye, what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara understands that the Arei Hu, even with Arei Ze or Arei Hu, is a Yad, even without the word Olai. It's a Yad Shein Mechiach, but it's a Yad. So even without the word Olai, it's a Yad. So Meile Frek the Gemara. If even without the word Olai it's a Yad, so why the Braisa says that it's only Osu if he said Harei Hu Olai, Harei Ze Olai. Even without the word Olai it has to be Osu. If Yad She'en Merchiach Havi Yad. So B'meila the Gemara is asking a Kasha to Yufta De Abaye. So the Rosh explains, we talk about it as a piece of bread, Kikor Munach Lefonov. And he said, Arei hu olai, arei ze olai. And the Braisa said that it's also that it's a Yad. Frank the Gemara, if Yad Shein Merchiach have a Yad, even without the word olai, it's enough to say, Arei hu, arei ze, it also has to be also. Time the Omar olai, Yudah also, Rav Omar olai, lo, yutiyuf tada abaye, Omar loch abaye. Time the Omar olai, Yudah also. אבל אומר הרי הוא ולא יאמר אולי הרי הוא דהפקה הרי הוא דצדוקה כאומר you ask him your kasha that even without the word olai it's a yad you ask him your kasha that even without the word olai it's a yad I'll tell you without the word olai הרי הוא דהפקה הרי הוא דצדוקה so לא שנה גמור is משמע that without olai הרי הוא דהפקה הרי הוא דצדוקה But all the lie, it's bichlal nishkin mashma neder, it's mashma tzedoker and hefker. But the Rosh's girsa is, without the lie, deal me the hefker, deal me the tzedoker. It's the girsa of the Rosh. Time in the Omar Alai, holo Omar Alai, areyu, deal me the hefker, deal me the tzedoker, koma. So what is the answer of the Gemara? So the Rosh doesn't say the words, if without a lie, we know for sure he means hefker, he means tzedoker, and he does not mean a neder. The Rosh says, without a lie, we don't know, maybe he means hefker, maybe he means tzedokah. Hilkach zok the Rosh loy havi yad. The Rosh finishes, hilkach loy havi yad. Val. So again, the Gemara is asking a kasha, even without a lie, it's a yad she'ein merchiach, why? Because arei hu is a yad. So the Gemara, without a lie, it's not a yad, because maybe it's hefker, maybe it's tzedokah. Hilkach lav yadu. So we explain pshat in the Rosh. While the Rosh learns that Yadayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad, so Mele the Gemara is saying, Val Dil Ma'areyu Dehefke Areyu Detzdoko, B'mele it's not a Yad. B'mele it's not a Yad. Because it's Shkulois. Could be he means a Neder, could be he means Hefke. Could be he means a Neder, could be he means Tzdoko. B'mele it's a Yadayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. So Mele you have to have the Olai. So don't ask an Abaye why you need a lie. You need a lie because without the lie, it's not a Yad Bichlal. Without the lie, it's Bichlal Nishken Yad. Without the lie, it's Bichlal Nishken Yad because it's Yadayim Shkulis, and Yadayim Shkulis is Nishken Yadayim. Yadayim Shkulis is Nishken Yadayim. Frag the Gemara, v'om ipnei shehu yad lekorban ktani. So the Gemara is medayik de loshan abraise, v'ipnei shehu yad lekorban, without the lie. Or the Mashmoes is without the lie. Aber Vinit Vinit Gemara is asking that it's not true. Even without the lie, it's more netiyah lekorban. Even without the lie, it's noita to korban. So again, it's a kasha and a bayah. Arei hu is a yad. You told me no, without the lie, it's mashma hefker, it's not tzedakah. No. Without the lie, it's mashma korban. This is the Gemara's kasha. So when you read a Gemara Alei, it's not so shver. The Gemara is asking Arei who we see that it's a yad. Abaya, how you say it's not a yad? So the Abaya would ask. So what is the kasha? So why the Braisa needs Olai? Why the Braisa needs Olai? Arei it's a yad even without the Olai. That's the kasha. Zog the Abaya, without the Olai. Without the Olai. Hefker Tzok. Without the Olai, steht klar that it's a yad lekorban. So why you need a lie? A kasha and a baya. Kasha is, what means a kasha and a baya? The Braisa says, Arehu, a lie, it's a yad. You're asking a kasha, even without a lie, it's a yad. Why it's a yad? Because a baya holds your dime, shemuchichasle, have your dime. So the kasha is, even without a lie, it's a yad. So the baya, without a lie, I don't know, maybe hefka, maybe it's doka. So the no. Stay in Braisa, Arehu, without a lie, we also know that it's a kob. So why you need a lie? Kasha for baya. Why it's only a kasha and a baya? If without the alai you know that he means a korban, so it's a yad moichiach without the alai. So why you need the alai? The Rashash asks this kasha and the lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh speaks it out. V'areyu yad lekorban ko'amar. The Gemara is asking a kasha and a baya. Why you need the alai? The areyu is enough. And the Rosh explains, because Be'areihu, we know clearly that he means korban, and he doesn't mean hefker. Lekin ispukim b'midah achrine. So when a person says areihu, lekin ispukim b'midah achrine, we know clearly that he means korban. The Gemara taught Abaya answer, but out of lie, maybe he means hefker. Without a lie, maybe he means doke. So Be'areihu yad lekorban. Areihu, we know that he means korban. Why we know? We know that he means korban. If we know for sure without Arehu that he means korban, no. So the kasha is why you need a lie, no. Not to get that by it. If it's a yad moichiach without the lie, so why Arehu is not enough? And the lashon haRosh is from mitnei shu yad lekorban. Val kochoch Arehu v'areize koi. V'kevin dekoi Arehu v'areize mashma de pshitelei the brayse the yad lekorban harbe v'lekel ispuke b'mide achrime. Why? While this is the lotion of the people are magdish, lekili spukim hilkach amatnis v'lo shaseh, day to nami ha-korban, nishken hefke, nishken tzdoke. V'afilo ochi k'toni olai, kasha nabaye, alme, taimed omar olai, v'ikyo yichoche, aber b'lo yichoche lo yavi yad, aber gav the day to ha-korban, v'lekili spukim v'mida achrine. So the Rosh says it double. Without the olai, lekili spukim v'mida achrine. He for sure means korban. Oh, but it's a kasha and a baya. Because if you have baya, then you don't need yadayim mechichos, so why it's not good? But if you need yadayim mechichos, so even that lekel ispukim b'midah achrine, it's not a yad. These are the words of the Rosh. So the Rashash says he doesn't understand. If lekel ispukim b'midah achrine, it means that it's a yad mechiach. If lekel ispukim b'midah achrine, it means that it's a yad mechiach. If it's a yad mechiach, so it's not a kasha and a baya, it's a kasha on everyone. Why you need a lie? If harei hu yad lekorban, so why you need a lie? And the Rashash bleib shver. So we mentioned yesterday, the pshat tov and the Rosh is like this. The Rosh never said that without a lie, it's muchach that he means korban. No, for sure he means korban. But he doesn't say the word that it's muchach. And the pshat is like this. Abaya holds yodaim she'en mechichos havi yodaim. So they ask the kasha and Abaya say, Arehu has to work without the alai? So like the Abaya, Arehu, could be he means something else. Tzdoke, hefka, shkulois. We don't know what the guy means. If you don't know what the guy means, it's not even a yad, zok them. So no. We know klolim ipneishu hu yad lekorban. We know that he means korban. So it's noite le korban. We call it 60%. We know that he means korban. So b'mele, it's called a yad. And I will explain. Shkulois is not a yad because it's 50-50. We don't know what a person means. Yad has to have an etir. So the Gemara says, we know what the guy wants. So it has a shame yad. The Rosh, the Ran Alam will learn, shkulois is also a yad. The Rosh learns 50-50 is not a yad. A yad has to have a direction. Zog the Gemara, mipnei shehu yad lekorban. When people say areihu, they mean korban. So while they mean korban, we know that he means korban. So it's not a 50-50. But Rabbi was mechadesh that you need a yad mechiyach. Why you need a yad mechiyach? So lulei Rosh, Rabbi said you need a direction. 50-50 is not a direction. But lefi the Rosh, 50-50 is never a yad. Without a direction is garnished. Abaye is talking that normally we think that Yad She'en Mechiyach have a Yad. Rav Hov, no, you have to have a Yad Mechiyach. Abaye holds, you don't have to have a Yad Mechiyach. So, on the Rosh, the Pshat is Azeim. Abaye holds, you don't need a direction. 50-50 is good. Rav Hov, you have to have a direction. But the Rosh says no. 50-50 is garnished. 50-50 is garnished. Lefi everyone. Abaye has to have a direction. But Rav Hov, direction is not enough. You have to have a Yad Mechiyach. What is the Pshat? Abimele here, Abaye have a direction. He for sure means a Korban. But it's not called a Yad Mechiyach. What is the Pshat? The Pshat is Azeim, the Rosh. Arehu, it's a yad, but Adalai. Zokta Abaye, why it's a yad? You don't know what a guy wants. Maybe Hefka, maybe it's Tokyo, maybe Kol. Mekanish Wissen, it's not a yad. Arehu yad lekorba. We know exactly that it means korba. So b'meil lefi Abaye, it's a yad. So why the Braisa needs a lie? Vaisto is the Braisa wants a yad mechiach. The difference of a yad mechiach and direction is. No, so some can say direction could be 60%. Yad Mechiyach is 80%. It's not enough. Because the Lashon HaRosh is Leke Lispuke B'Mide Achrine. Leke Lispuke B'Mide Achrine, the Rosh says. We know exactly what the guy wants. Leke Lispuke B'Mide Achrine. We don't have a suffix. We know exactly what the guy wants. But it's not called the Yad Mechiyach. The Pshat is, when we know what a person wants, a person comes and says, Arehu, he doesn't mean to do tzedakah, he doesn't, Arehu, you mean to make a neder, avada. But the words are not moichiach that the guy wants to make a neder. The man, the omar yad moichiach, you need to have hoichoche from the dibu. Abaye holds, and I'll tell you now why, it's so gishmak, and it's emes la'amito shel teirah. Lefi de Ran, that we know that Yodayim Shkulas work, so Abaye is so straight. Yodayim She'en Merchichos, have a Yodayim. Rav says, please have a Yichoche. Abaye says, you don't need a Yichoche. It's so glad. But Lefi de Rosh, 50-50 is not good. So Abaye also has to have Merchich. It's Merchich Ksas. Rav has to Merchich a lot. But the Lashon HaGemara, Abaye says, Yodayim She'en Merchichos work, and Rav says that it don't work. What is the difference? Abaye says, Yodayim She'en Mechichos works, and Rav says it doesn't work. Lefi de Ran, it's very glad. Yodayim She'en Mechichos, 50-50. Abaye says it works. Rav holds it doesn't work. But Lefi de Rosh, 50-50 doesn't work, Lefi Abaye. And Abaye says, Yodayim She'en Mechichos have Yodayim, it means a little bit. Rav says, no, you need a lot. It's not the words of Abaye and Rav. Abaye says, Yodayim She'en Mechichos have Yodayim. And then the Rosh says, yeah, but 50-50 is nothing. You need Epis. You need Epis. And Rav says, you don't need, you need much more. The Lundus is like this. Abaye holds, like the Rosh says, Yodayim Shein Mechichos, so we don't know what the guy wants, is Nishkin Yodayim. No, it's not Yodayim. Yodayim, you need to know what the person wants. If you don't know what the person wants, is Nishkin Yodayim. But maybe Hefker, maybe it's Tzedakah, Nishkin Yodayim. We know what the person wants. But the Yad is not Mechiyach. But the Yad is not Mechiyach. With the Olai, the Yad is Mechiyach. What is the difference? So I tried to explain yesterday. The world is like this. When we know what a person wants, it doesn't mean that the words are Mechiyach. A person came and he said, Arehu. Arehu, what he means? Avada, he means a korban. He doesn't mean hefker. He doesn't mean tzedakah. Arehu, he means korban. Then, so we know what he wants. It's a yad. If we don't know what he wants, if it's 50-50, it's garnished. We know what he wants. Lekeli spukim b'midah achrile. But then the guy said Arehu, and he finished the word tzedakah. So everyone will yell, "Smshuga! You said Arehu, you said tzedakah?" No, sometimes Arehu Tzedakah, I said sometimes in my life Arehu Tzedakah and became Tzedakah. Sometimes Arehu Hefka and Pesach and I made a Chometz Hefka. Person could do it. The Pshat is, the words are not Muchach Faker, but we know what a person wants in his Yad. When a person says Arehu Olai, and then you'll say Arehu Olai Tzedakah, so people will tell him, please next time speak straight. Say Arehu Tzedakah, don't say Arehu Olai Tzedakah. Because it's not the way to talk. The pshat is, the yad is moichiyah. So again, the rosh shita is, and here be'etzem is yisoy shita sa rosh. When the rosh says yodayim, shkuloi says nishken yad. And if you abaya, you need epis. Robin needs a lot. And the Ran says, no, yodayim shkulis is a yad. The Ran is glad. Abaya says, yodayim she'ein moichiyah is avi yodayim. If you don't know what he wants, it's also good. And Rav holds it's not good. Zog the Rosh, I hold shkulis is garnish. You have to have what? You have to know that he wants. If not, it's not a yad. But it doesn't have to be moichiyah. It has to be a netiyah. The netiyah doesn't have to be mitoich haloshen. Because when people normally speak, they say these words. But not that the loshen is moichiyah. We call it 60 and 100. It's the same thing, just now it's more falamdish. Mele zog de rosh, avade leke leasuke adaitei. Aber it's not called loshen moichiyah. Again, we have to know, the rashash and the achoinim learn kipshutoi. If we know what he wants, it's called yad moichiyah. They didn't go into all these chilukim. But if you see the leshenis, and beetzem, the rosh and nozir daf beis amud beis, the whole sugadir says it word by word. Says the zel bazach, nozir oiv lefonov. Says if a person says a heh, it's a yad she'en mechiyach. He says, why it's a yad she'en mechiyach? We don't know if he wants nazir or not. Frank the Rosh, if we don't know, it's yadayim shkulais. He said, no, for sure we know that he wants nazir. No one will say a hey if he's not planning to be a nazir. Because tiniest people will not say it. Aber ein ze mechiyach klal. Aber legally spooky b'mide achrine. Aber if noise over lefonov, zeru aloshun ve'avi mechiyach. He says, no, the nazir is not over lefonov. First he understands we don't know what he wants. So he says, so it's nishken yad? He says, no, we're sure, ahe means the person. So legally spooky with midah achrine. Aval ein ze moichiyach klal, if the nozer is not able to phone of. It's the same idea. Is we know, again, so the sign, the imek amachleikis, the ran and the shita sarosh, this is the shita sarosh, the shvere rosh is a tantis of shita sarosh. Yodayim shkuloi says nishken yad. This is the answer of the Gemara. Vadim and the Hefka, vadim and the Tzedokah. Yodayim that is 50-50 is nishken yad. Why? Especially we said, you defeat a rosh. Goyim rim dvorov. You don't know what is direction. You don't have a direction. How you could goyim dvorov? Yad is beginning. We know where to direct. Defeat a ran. It's chelke adibur. It's a half. It's takke half. Someone if you don't know where to finish. Defeat a rosh, you don't know where to finish. It's nishken yad. Even if he abaye, but if you know what he wants, then it's a yad she'en mechiyach. But it's not mechiyach because the loshen is not mechiyach. But when you have a lie, it's a yad mechiyach. V'meile frek de gemore, why the braise needs a lie? Vais tois the braise wants a yad mechiyach. Tiyufta de abaye, dosi de gemore's kashe. This is the tzurs of the shmeisa alibe de arosh. And for the gemore. First, the Rosh holds a Chochem and Atzan help, so we don't have a problem. I don't think it's a Chochem and Atzan, but I don't need to answer it, because anyway the Rosh holds a Chochem and Atzan helps. I said again, I don't know if it's that. But even Chochem and Atzan, the Rosh doesn't make a difference between Atzan, me b'fnim. So maybe we don't have to down on it. I said, I gladly don't think that it's called a Chochem and Atzan. We'll see in a second. And for the Gemara, Elo, בעצם הבעיה is right, יד שאין מויכיח, הווה יד. שערי הוא is the יד, because we know that he wants korban, even that the יד is not מויכיח. So why you have to say a lie? אלוהים, מתי מדאומר a lie, הוא דאוסו וחבר עם מותר. אבל אומר הרי הוא, שני הם אסורים. דדיל מהרי הוא דהקדש כאומר. A different shot. הרי הוא... You're right, there's no tzad that he means hefka. So why you need to have the alai? Are yadayim shenuichicho yishavi yadayim lefi abaye. The Torah says, without the alai, dil me'areyu dehegdesh ke'omar. B'meile shneim asurim. If he says areyu alai, only me. Only one is also. If he says areyu, so dil me dehegdesh ke'omar. What means dil me dehegdesh ke'omar? A person has a piece of bread in front of him and he says areyu, if it's a reyu alai, it's also on him. It's a yad, not posse. If it says a reyu, dil me de hegdesh ke oma. What is the pshat dil me de hegdesh ke oma? You can explain it in two ways. You can explain it like the meforesh. Dil me de hegdesh ke oma means hat posse. Dovor ze ke hegdesh. And memele, he means to aser on everyone. He means to aser on everyone because he makes it like a hegdesh. He makes it like a hegdesh. Loshen HaRosh is not mashma atzat posa in Hegdash. Dil me'arei u dehegdesh, he was magdish the chayfetz. It's come out of foolish in the Rosh. It says it's a kicker, it's not an animal, so you can't make korban, you only can make hegdesh. If he's talking about that person, mali korban, mali hegdesh. It's mashma in the Rosh that he's magdish the chayfetz. It's mashma in the Rosh that he's magdish the chayfetz. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Yodayim she'en mechicho is havi yodayim. When a person says, arei hu, it's a yad. Arei hu is a yad. Arei hu is a yad. So why you have to say a lie? Because if you don't say a lie, deal me the heg de shkama. Frag the world, but say that, deal me the heg, especially for the Rosh. Maybe he was magdish it, and maybe he meant to ask on himself. Right? This is the two tzadim. No, so maybe he wanted to be magdishit, and maybe he wanted to asur on himself. So we're not sure what the person meant. He meant to be magdish the chayfetz, or he meant to asur the chayfetz on himself. So the loshon haGemara is, Taim the Omar alai hu osu vechaveiro imuto, aval Omar arei hu shneim asurim, the dil me arei hu hegdesh ka Omar, he was magdish the chayfetz. No, if he was magdish the chayfetz, so shneim asurim. If he only meant to ask on himself, he's the only one that is also. No, so it's a yodayim shkulois. We don't know what the person meant. It's a yodayim shkulois. We don't know if the person meant to ask on himself, or he meant to be magdish the chayfetz. Yodayim shkulois lefi the rosh is nishkin yodayim. So why the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? Are lefi the rosh again? Yodayim shkulois is nishkin yad. Say that I Gemara was fi abaye. Why you need a lie? Arei who is a reason to answer? So Gemara, because the shkula is maybe it means hefka. So Gemara, no, it doesn't mean hefka. Say so. Why invite abaye? So why you need a lie? Even without a lie, it's also we know that he means korban. Al kol you have to have a yad mechiyach. So Gemara, you don't need a yad mechiyach. And arei who is also even without that. Just without a lie, maybe he means to be magdish the chayfetz. And if he means to be magdish the chayfetz. But al do'olai, he means to be magdish the chayfetz. And v'meile, shteyim asurim. Frag the world. So maybe he means to magdish the chayfetz. Maybe he means to ask on himself, if your daim shkula is his nishken yad, why it's also? Why it's also? What? Mon avshach is also on him, but the Gemara says be also on both. That is not me, mon avshach. The Gemara says, if the Gemara would say without the lie is also, maybe Mimon of Shach will be answered. Also not so sure if Mimon of Shach will help. If it's a Yad Shein Merchiach, it's not Merchiach, so it's not Chal Bichlal. There's no Bichlal Mosai Money. But here the Gemara says that without the lie, both of them will be also. Why both will be also? Lechu it's a Yodayim Shkulois, and Lefi the Rosh, Yodayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. Yodayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. So when you see the Meforesh is mashma, that the answer to the Gemara is that it's more mashma hegdash. Aval omar areyu v'leyomar olay shneim asurim v'kirim olay elo mashma de'ochikom areyu kehegdash. Mashma, not dilme. Our Gemara is the dilme areyu dehegdash ke'omar. So if you say the dilme, then you have a problem. The girse. If the Meforesh is that it's Taka Hegdash. So if you learn like the Girsa of the Meforesh, we don't have a Kasha. But if you don't learn like the Girsa of the Meforesh, okay, the Meforesh the whole time. Also in Hefker, he didn't have the Dilma. Everything by him was Klo. But if we learn like the Rosh, that the Girsa is the Dilma, if the Girsa is the Dilma, so it's very Shver. Are you a Yad Shein Mechiach? לפי דרוש לשיטוסוי, that 50-50 is נשכן יד. זוג דמחנה אפרים and סימן זיין a big יסויד, and the קרן אוירו by us also says this יסויד, and it's a big יסויד, that even that a יד שוקול is נשכן יד, because we don't know what the person wants, but if a person is for sure doing a נדר, just you don't know what he wants to answer, it's not called a יד שאין מכיח. That medin miman efshach. The yisayid of yad she'ein mechiach is we don't know that a person is speaking divrei neder. But if you know for sure that a person is speaking divrei neder, Just you don't know what. He wants to ask the dibur, he wants to ask the anoe, he wants to ask the hands. So b'meile b'chai gavna, we don't say that it's a yad, it's not a yad. It could be a yad she'ein b'chiyach. But for sure it's considered a yad. If we know for sure what he wants, just we don't know. The Keranoira says it's a gemore and nozir daf beis. The gemore says, v'dil me'eh betay niske omar. Zog the gemore, she'nozir oiver lefonov. Freg the gemore, v'dil me'eh lefotri mikor benoisov. When he said ehe, he means to bring the korbanos of the nozir, not to be a fully nozir. So the gemore, she'oimer beliboy. He says later that he meant to be a nozir. Freg the Keranoira, so what is the old kasha v'dil me'eh betay nis? Shoyma beliboy that he meant to be a nozir. Zog the Keranoira, when we have a sofik, if he means tainis or nozir, it's not a yad bichlal. But when we know for sure that he wants to be a nozir, what part of the nazir is, how to be a nozir, there we don't say that it's considered that it's not a yad. But mele, when a person for sure wants to ask the chayfetz, other a hegdesh, other a neder, we don't say that it's not a yad. We don't say that it's not a yad. Not b'melel, b'sofik, b'machmir alamol. Stam nedorim le'achmir.
But how do we know for sure that he wants to be a
yad? Again, other neder, other hegdesh. And here Reb Nochem said we have to add. B'shneim if we'll like the meforesh, so he for sure wants to make a neder. Other a neder on himself, other a neder on both. But in Loshon HaRosh is mashma that he was not planning to make a neder. He was planning to be magdish the chayfetz. So why is a mimon of shach that he wants to make a neder? The Torah says, "Zog Reb Nochem, val de rosh l'shitosu learns that ikar a neder bat pose." So every neder comes from the kedusha of korban. So it's called that either way he wants to make a hakdoshe, other bat pose, other shaloi bat pose. So b'chai gavne, it's not called yodaim. That it's not yodaim. It's yodaim she'en mechichos could be. But if he abay yodaim she'en mechichos, it's avi yodaim. This is the Gemara Alibe De'arosh. De'ran learns the Gemara much more simple and l'shitosoi. As they zog b'shal menedorim pshat in De'ran. We'll read the Gemara l'fi De'ran. Meisvi areyu olai, harei ze olai osu b'pnei shu yad le'korbon. Freg the Gemara taime de'omar olai, uda osu, aval lo'yomar olai lo'y, tiyufta de'abaye, the same thing. Why you have to have the olai? The Gemara understand that areihu is also a yad. Omar lo chabaye taime de omar olai hu de osu. Aval omar areihu velo yomar olai areihu de hefker, areihu de tzdoke ke omar. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Zog the Gemara, without olai, it's not a yad. Why? Areihu de hefker, areihu de tzdoke. Here you can learn like the Rosh that because it's maybe, it's not a yad. The Ran Lashitosu learns that Shkulim is considered a Yad. So if the Ran Lashitosu learns that Shkulim is considered a Yad, so how you learn Pshat in the Gemara? Are the Ran Lashitosu learns that Shkulim is considered a Yad? So we have two ways. Other we learn like the Meforesh, the Fideran, that the Gemara means, without a lie, Hareyu de Hefker, Hareyu de Tznoko. We know clearly that he means Hefker and he means Tznoko. So the Gemara answers why it's not a Yad. Because we know klal that he means hefker, we know klal that he means tzedakah. But it's not so gishmak, because loshen the girsa of the ran is the dilme. Shalmei Nedorim says that it's without a lie, it means hefker and tzedakah, not because the loshen is more mashma hefker and tzedakah. Just for hefker and tzedakah, you're missing only one word, areyu tzedakah, areyu hefker. For neder, you're missing two words, areyu osur olai. So the mele, it's more nunt to say, it's a yadayim shkulois, but it's more noite to tzedake, the mele, it loses the mile of yadayim shkulois, and the mele, it's nishkin yadayim. And the mele, it's nishkin yadayim. Does it tell us the gemore? What? Because it's more noite to tzedake. They said, because it's missing two words, and he's missing one. So the mele, we know more noite to explain it that it's missing one word for missing two words. Does in the teretz of the Gemara? Freg the Gemara, v'mipnei shehu yad lekorban ktani. So other the pshat, it's more mashma that it's likalban. Other when you have to add the word kalban, you only have to add one word. Hello. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Aim a time the Omar Olai who also vechaveir muto. Aval Omar arei hu shneim asurim. The deal me arei hu dehegdesh keoma. The deal me arei hu dehegdesh keoma. The Gemara's answer is, the Fideran, you don't have to say teiras. Without the word Olai, maybe he means to be magdish. And Val, maybe he means to be magdish. So b'meile could be hegdesh, could be neder. But maybe lechumre you have to be machmir. The Sloshan Aran klor islan leminket lechumre. The Ran doesn't say that it's more noite lehegdesh like the Meforesh. The Ran says, while we're mesupik, maybe he means hegdesh. We're mesupik, maybe he means only to Asaran one. Memele misafik, we have to be machmir. It's taki yodaim shkulois. But when you have a safik leachmir, memele you have to be machmir. And the Rambam, we don't have to say the whole archove that we said in the Rosh. So we call Makoim, that's it, the chelik of the Gemara, the first chelik of the Gemara. Lamazen, the next meisvi, here be'etzem, is a big ashlama to the whole sugi. Meisvi. Harei zu chatos. Harei zu oshom. Afal pishu chayev chatos ve'oshom lo yomar klum. A person says, harei zu chatos, harei zu oshom, even that he's mechuyev chatos, even that he's mechuyev oshom, lo yomar klum. Harei zu chatosi, harei zu ashomi, im hoyo mechuyev dvorov kayomim. Zog digmore, ti yufta de abaye. And here's the avoider to explain what is the kasha of this kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? The yufta de abaye. What is the kasha? Why is the kasha on abaye? What is the kasha on abaye? Again, the braisa shtet, a person takes a cow and says areizu chatos kipsa, areizu chatos areizu osho. If it's not chayev chatos, avada is klum. If it's chayev chatos, if he said chatosi, it works. If he didn't say areize chatosi, he said areize chatos, it doesn't work. Teyufta de abaye. Why teyufta de abaye? He didn't say chatosi. So we don't know that he wants to be makrivit to the chatos that he's chayev. Maybe he's stam making a chatos. And stam chatos is not chal. So again, a person takes a behemoth and says areizu chatos. If he says areize chatosi, he says chal, if he owes chatos. But if he says areize chatos is not bobinet of an adova. So if he's not chayev chatos, it's gomished. If he's chayev chatos, like the price, it's also gomished. Only if he says chatosi. Frek digmore, tiyufta de abaye. Why it's tiyufta de abaye? Because b'fi abaye, even if you don't say chatosi, we know that it's chatosi. Why we know that it's chatosi? Why it's tiyufta de abaye? Why it's tiyufta de abaye? The Ran is the worstest thing, that's right. This Ran is the shvelst Ran in the world. This says everything. This Ran says everything that we learned till Shavuos. This Ran. I'm asking how you learn the Gemara. Well, how you learn the Gemara? Meis v'areizu chatos areizu oshom, aval pishu chayev chatos v'oshom, leyom haklum, because he didn't say chatosi. He didn't say chatosi. Arei ze chatosi, arei ze ashomim, mechuyev chatos v'okayom, tiyufta de abaye. What is the tiyufta de abaye? Lefi rov, it's not a tiyufta. Arei ze chatos, even that he's chayev, but we don't know that he means chatosi. Aber lefi abaye, that yad she'ein mechiyach aviyad. So frek the Gemara, what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Lefi abaye, that yad she'ein mechiyach aviyad. So what is the kasha? What? Why is yadayim she'ein mechichos? So look in the Ran doesn't say that. Look in the Ran. Teyufta de abaye, one of the shvelste Ran in the Dorim. Why? I would stop here. But the Ran gives four words. Five. The cave and the mechuyev chatos, hareizu chatosi. Come on. If he owes chatos, he means chatosi. why it's time to say chatos? Mistame, he means chatosi. A chochem min atzad. This is considered a chochem min atzad. This is considered a chochem min atzad. No, no, it's not. First, push that it's not. And second one, if it's yes, it's Yad Mechir, so it's a kasha and rove also. But what about Abaye? It's a Abaye, though, pitom. There's a kasha and tzuma. But it's a bit so, we build everything clear. I'll say, without, so you ask me a kasha, what's the business of the Ram? Tell me pshat in the Gemara. How you learn the Gemara without the Ram? How you learn the Gemara without the Ram? Meis vi areizu chatas areizu hoshom. Even if he's not chayev chatas lehomar klum. Tiyufta de Abaye. Why is tiyufta de Abaye? Why not tiyufta de Rove? So in other ran I would say, because mistame, when a person speaks, first he speaks on himself. I want to explain. Person say, I'll ask you the kasha. Lots of the gemore. A person is mechuyev ha'oilo. And he comes to the street and he sees a cow and he says, areizu oilo. And he doesn't say, Oilo si. So we say, okay, this Givaldik, he was mafrish. What is chayev, he has to do it. Or we say, Mistome, he meant to what is chayev. Not a chochem and atzad. Person is chayev or oila. If it's not similar, I will not bring it. But it's a chiluk. A person sees a keves, he says, Areizu oilo. Now he's chayev or oilo. We say that he meant that it's for his oilo or not. I will explain. One side to say, that when a person says, Areze, mistome, he means to what is chayev. Svore. Not if he's chayev, mistome, he meant that. When a person is mafrish oilo, alamol, it goes first to what is chayev. Not a chochem in atzad. And mashma here is under the svore. They came chalas, areze chatosi keoma, valis. Be'etzem, he said the wrong words. Aber valis mechuyev chatos, so we mefarish dvorov that he said chatos. Valis chayev chatos, we mefarish dvorov that he said chatos. And if it's chayev, oh, you know, mistome, he said? So this is a chochem and atzad. Right, so there would also be a chochem and atzad. I'll give you another pshat without that. Val chatos eino bo benedor venedovo. So mistome, he meant chatos. Chatos is not bo benedor venedovo. So as mahotish ken chatos, was kemento? As evi ein odo megarish es eishes chaveiroi. A person can make chatos tam. So if he's not chayev chatos, too bad. If he's chayev chatos, mistome, he meant his chatos. So this is understand. This is because ein chatos bo benedor venedovo. The nafkemina will be my two pshatim in the oilo. When a person is chayev oilo and he says areizu oilo and he didn't say oilosi. If the svar is when a person is chayev mistome, he means what is chayev, so in the oilo will be the same. Exactly. But if the svar of the gemara will be because ein odom chatos ein abo benedo venedovo, so as azevi ein odom megarash eishes chaveiroi, could be this as svar, azevi ein odom megarash eishes chaveiroi. So here also is a svore that he's not mafrish, so then only in chatos, not in oilo. But in the ran is mashma like the first sad. That val is chayev, mistome he meant, I think it's mamish like meshudeches. Val, she's engaged to me, mistome I meant li. With mamish exactly the same thing. She was engaged to me, so mistome when I'm a kaddish, I'm a kaddish to me. So I'm chayev a chatos, so mistome I mean to me. So it's exactly the same thing, lechure. So the kasha is, the whole sugya, the boit is, that the Ran holds that the chochem and atzad doesn't help. And here, we're finishing the sugya, the Ran says the chochem and atzad helps. Abaye holds the chochem and atzad helps. This is my second kasha. This is what I asked. Then I have another kasha, why it's not a Yad Michiach, Meshudeches was a Yad... Doesn't help, so what? So what is the pshat? You're saying something. I'm asking two kashas. One kash is a pele. No one is aiming at it. That's the rest of the pele from al ploim, I think, in the sugi here. The Gemara is saying a kash. Meisvi anabaye, areiz chatos, zog deran. So, but al deran, I don't have such a kash. Deran himself says, v'yad she'ein moichiach miyas havi, Al deran I would say, stam, chveis, mistam, a person means himself, chveis. Mistam, a person means himself. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says the kasha lechutz afilu nani yad shein mechiach. Mistomes the mosh. A person that Ran mekudesh is only pashas. It means himself. The Ran could have said pashas. It means himself. The Ran is mashma that it's a yad shein mechiach. What makes it a yad mechiach? Because he's mechuyev chatos. So val is mechuyev chatos is a reason to. I'm saying. Let me to be madlish. Without the Ran, I would say that you know why it's a yad shein mechiach. Stam. When a person speaks, mistami, he speaks on himself. Lemosho. A person says, I read mikudeshes and doesn't say li. The Gemara says, if yad shein mechiach have a yad, it's a yad. Why? Mistami, you mean for yourself. I raise the chatas, mistami, for myself. Without the Ran, maybe we would give aids in the Gemara. That it's a shtikel mashma, it's a pashtes. But the Ran is asking a kasha. The yad shein mechiach mi asavi. Maybe it's michlav nishkin yad. Zog the Ran, no, it's episayat. Why? Because he's mechuyev. Lechudas is mamish azevi meshudeches. Lechudas azevi meshudeches. Tzarichochem min atzad. Why tzarichochem min atzad? Because when, kilu, I'm madgish. Why it's called tzarichochem min atzad? Why it's called tzarichochem min atzad? The reason it's called tzarichochem min atzad, if someone would not know that he's chayev chatos, the words are not showing nothing. The klal of echochem min atzad is, so we'll ask you why I'm calling it echochem min atzad. When a person would not know that he's chayev achatos, he would not know from the words. If you would not know that she's engaged, you would not know. This is called echochem min atzad. We ask, must be nozer ha'gulefonov, we have to answer. And we have to answer. But in fact, side ideas, side rayas is called not echochem atzad. It's called echochem min atzad. The fact that he's mechuyev chatos, this is a cheftz of echochem min atzad. If this is so, lulei Aran, I would say two different svaras. Stam mistame means himself, or maybe val ein chatos bo benedo venedovo. So the mele is as even in the megarish is chaveroi. The mele it's called a raya. But the Ran says it. This is the first aura. That the Ran says it. And second of all, why punk this raya became a level of Yodayim Shein Mechichos? Maybe it's Yodayim Mechichos. Well, why the Gemara says Kashan Abaya? There would be a Kashan Rove. So the Welt wants to say maybe a Chidush. Maybe it could be Doiche this ganze Kashan, so it's a Pella as Andere Stolzach nicht auf them. But the Welt wants to say Azazach. That could be that what the Ran holds that Echochem in Atzad doesn't help, it's only to make your daim rechichos. But when something is bichlal nishken yad, the Ran wanted, the Ran had a kasha, that it's bichlal nishken yad. What we see from the Ran. The Ran says, V'yad she'ein mechiach mi asavi. But the Ran had a tzad that it's not even a yad. Why the Ran had a tzad that's not even a yad? I don't know. I said, I don't know. Lulu divra Ran, I would say, like a yad mikudeshes is a yad shein mechiach. This is also. But the Ran has a problem. I said, maybe all the Rishayim didn't have such a problem. That it's a yad shein mechiach. It's not even a yad. Harei zechatos, he's talking about something else. It's not even a yad. Zog the Ran, Rechocha min atzad is enough to make it a yad shein mechiach. It can make it a yad mechiach. But to make it a yad she'ein mechiach, it can make it. And I will explain. What is the Ran's problem? It's bichlal nishken yad. I don't know why. I said, I would say that maybe it's a yad. The Ran understands that at least we have to have epistchilas advorim that we know what he's talking about. Zog the Ran, the fact that rechoch bin atzad, that we could assume that he's talking about, is enough to make it a yad she'ein mechiach. A yad mechiach, especially if we have a drosha lefi the Ran, nozir lehazir, afloy ben aziris, is a din to speak out. So lefi rove, that is a din to speak out, is a din to be klor lefi rove, val is a din to be klor and to speak out. So avada, it's not called a yad mechiach, rechoch bin atzad doesn't help. Aber that we mesupik if it's bichlal a yad, and to make it a yad, the yichochim min atzad helps. If this would be the hesber in the Ran, I'm saying lule divrei Ran, maybe we don't need a yichochim. It's not called a yichochim. But if we need a yichochim, it only brings it to the level the yad mi asavi. Maybe we can't ask the kasha. Oh, so why is not a yad mechiach? The teretz is zog the Ran. A yichochim min atzad is nishken yad. This cannot make it a yad mechiach. A yichochim min atzad is nishken yad. this will not make it a yad. It's a chochem in atzad. But to make it a yad mi asavi, that can make it a yad. And of them, the Gemara is choyzer. Omar loch Abaye, homani Rab Yudei. Abaye holds, I'm going lefi Rabbonon, but lefi Rab Yudei, eine chenami, you need yadayim mechichos. Abaye Yudei, Omar, no da'amri, afu l'Rab Yudei, hodar be Abaye. אלולי מרובד עומר כרב יהודה, אמר לחוב, אני לא דאמרי אפילו לרבונן, עד כאן לגמרי רבונן ולבי ידיים מחיכויס, אלא גבי גט, אינו דמגר שיש את חווי רוי. אבל באלמה, באינן ידיים מחיכויס. אבל באלמה, באינן ידיים מחיכויס. נשק בביתר, נגמור את זה ישמע, נגמור את חויס, עוד הנבי איתה ככנת צי לכול האלמה, הנבי יש אוני עלי בדרבונן, אבל רב יהודה נידס ידיים מחיכויס. Rab Yudah needs medayim mechichos. Find the Gemara. So maybe Azevi yochayzer lefi Abaye, you'll be choyzer lefi Rove, and you'll say that you don't need yadayim. That lefi Rove also lekula alme, you need yadayim mechichos. The Gemara no. Rove holds that lefi Rabbanon you don't need lekula alme, you need yadayim mechichos. And the reason Rabbanon holds you don't need yadayim mechichos because ain odo megaresh es eishes chaveiro. Those are the source of the Shmaisa. We're holding Erev Shavuos, Erev Yom Adin, Letoiro. Rav Shach will give a shmuz in Ponovich. Every Erev Shavuos, Rav Shach had a shmuz. It's a pacha, that shmuz. Rav Shach would say that in Shavuos Aran state, that Shavuos is Yom Adin LeToiro. What is the pshat that it's Yom Adin LeToiro? We see the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch brings down. The Chinuch brings down. Why we count Sfiras Ha'Omer? Why we count it 49 days? That we want to show the Tshuke leKabbalah Satire. So Hashem made them. If you see us Mitzrayim, Tavdus Elokim al Ahar Hazeh. Tachlis if you see as Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Sateire, Ke'eved Ish Avtzel. So we count. We could make a Zeicher, but why we have to count? For what we're waiting? Especially in Deer, the Ke'ilu counted, but it was not a 49 days. The answer is, the Musag of Kabbalah Sateire happens every year again. Every year it happens again. So it means that tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, is again a Kabbalah Satire. The Musig of Kabbalah Satire is not the Pshat. One of Shach, we're really Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs. We're Mechuyiv in Torah. Now the Musig of Kabbalah Satire, when Klal Yisrael were Mekabel the Torah, there was Zoychet as two Ksorim. Echol Lenase ve'echol Lenishma. Chazal say, Tzkikalo ve'beis Chuposo, Al Sinai is like the Chupa, the Teir is like the Kiddushin, Nairo Meuroso. The Chibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam B'Shas Kabbalah Satoiro was not only a Yischaivus, it was a marriage. It was a Nesuim. Yoyim Chatunoso, Yoyim Simchas Liboy, Zeh Umatn Teire. This is Yoyim Chatunoso, Yoyim Simchas Liboy. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is marrying Klal Yisrael. It's a Yoyim that is full with Ahava, full with Chibur. You're right. Sometimes over the years, the marriage gets shvach. But Shavuos is again is a new chibur with Bira Olam. It's a new iskachus of Bira Olam, and that happens again. That chibur, that new page, that new start, the person can have a chibur of Bira Olam. This starts with Chag Shavuos. Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres the Be'ina Nami Lochem. Tzavot Nezach. This is the yontef that you had to say. You have to learn. Punket this yontef hakol moedim ba'atzeres shebein anami lochem. The answer is this is nechassanim in bayra oilam. This is the hiskatcha saguf. The chay oilam not a besrichenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that is mekadesh the guf. So hakol moedim nami ba'atzeres shebein anami lochem. But it's partial, the marshal. Some people say, okay, you know what? The chelik l'Hashem, I didn't manage to do in Shavuos. Chot the chelik l'Lochem, he was managed. Forget it, now he's go machmir, go. He says, okay, say this. So the other part I didn't manage. I only eat the cheesecake. Okay, I didn't finish 20 blocks. I didn't learn 12 hours. Excited, but I managed the other part, so I'm half bad. I'm not. It's a shtusik. The whole musik of Be'in Nami Lochem is the chasen and midbayr ha'olam. It's a chasen and midbayr ha'olam. A person comes to a wedding, he eats the chicken, and he doesn't dance with the chasen and kale. Shagets, yeah? It's not the pshat, this yontef is taka gishmak yontef, and also taka you have to learn the whole time. The vote is, the chibur is teire with the chibur in Beir Ha'olam. And this one is nischadesh in Evi Shavuos. We got the teire. Kivyochol, people are not friends, and again they decide to sit together, you know, we'll start again. We'll try again the relationship, we'll try to be friends again, we'll try to be chaverim again. The Rebbe Yisraelim comes back every year and he's Mekadesh Yisroel. Be'avo. Every time that it says Teire, it's Ovinu Ovo Rachamon. Veshinamtem Levonecho Eilu Atalmidim. Ovinu Ovo Rachamon, Tein Belibeinu Lehovinu Lehaskim. The kesher of learning with the Rebbe Yisraelim is a Tate. It's not Kivyochol Rebbe Yisraelim, it's Kivyochol Tate. The real kesher of atzlocha and learning is be'avo. Even when the Rebbe asked the melamed talmidim, the posuk calls it v'shinantom levonecho eilu atalmidim. Because the musag, anoy seteir l'am Yisroel be'avo. V'ni anachnu tetzayinu tetzayi amcho beis Yisroel. The musag of Kabbalah Sateria from the Ribbono shel Olam is a b'china from avo. Yishokeini min shiko ispiu. This is the musik of Teire. So when we're getting ready to Kabbalah Sateire, and we're trying again to have the musik of Kabbalah Sateire every year that the Kabbalah Sateire repeats itself, it's not the pshat stam we're going to have locha Kabbalah Sateire. What we're trying to have again is the chibur with the Ribbono shel Olam, the kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam. And if a person manages over Shavuos to have that chibur with the Ribbono shel Olam, that kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam, so all of his atzloche during the whole year, it's a different atzloche. It's a different atzloche. A person thinks, you know what, after Shavuos I'll start stark again. Shoite. This is the day that you could get the koyach for another whole year. Starting tomorrow, it's like the hard way, like you're trying the whole year. It's a very hard way. Miyale ba'ar Hashem, miyokim im koyim kodshoi. When it's avo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazal say, Yotzo kechoson ayoytze likraskalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to give us. It's the only day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down, Kivyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yorad al Har Sinai. Yorad, Be'etzem, the whole world is Ribbono shel Olam Lemalo, Klal Yisrael Lemato. It was one time that Hashem came down to Klal Yisrael. It was B'Shas Matan Teire. So this is the special part that a person has in Shavuos. I want to explain. Chazal saying, Shomoya Be'yoshon Tishma B'chodosh. And everything else, it works different. And Torah is the only thing, the more you learn, the easier it gets. The more you learn, the closer you get. Alamol, you think a bochel boshel learns the whole zman. Comes to ben hazman, and you see he's learning shtark. A guy who's very shvach doing the zman, because he doesn't learn ben hazman. You think alamol fakel, he didn't learn doing the zman. Chodsh learn ben hazman. Oh, but the answer is, the guy that learns doesn't need the rest. Chazal says, "Im shomoya tishma, im tishma beyoshon tishma bechodosh." And Teire, the Gemara says, "Masbioi roev marivoi sovea." And the Teire it goes: the more you learn, the more it's easier to learn. The less you learn, it's harder to learn. This is the way it works. The way to connect to the Kabbalah Sateire, we have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Seinu, and the Shlo HaKodesh brings it down, that they had a Gilui Me'ashomayim, that the way to connect in Shavuos to the Beir HaOlam is Duch Torah. Not dancing, not eating. The chibur of the Ribbono Shel Olam is duch Torah. The more hours that a person can sit and learn and shvuas, this is the way to have the real Kabbalah Sateira. And I'm saying this is the reason the shiurim taka earlier today, that the meaning is taka in the yeshivas, not to wait till shvuas starts, to have a seder before shvuas starts. And I'm saying that the yisoy, that volume of a person could have, a retzifus. Teira beretzifus is a andere teira. When a person learns 1 hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours, there's no shaykhis to a person that learns 4 hours. A person that learns 4 hours, there's no shaykhis to 5 hours. Some people, they never learned 5 hours. They sat in Beis Medrash, but every 5 minutes they spoke to the guy near them. Every hour they went out to eat a piece of cake. The Yitzhahore comes and he says, you could sit and learn the whole Shavuos, but he makes you to talk and to speak. If a person manages over Shavuos, to start Lel Shavuos, I say Alamol, Lel Shavuos, to eat 1 to 3, not to go to a place that takes a long time. It's the worstest thing. Yeshiva, 1 to 3, and a person starts, he starts 5 o'clock today. And he learns straight. Okay, Avadi has to daven, eat epes, but Ava Hefsek the whole time, he's Oisik in the Teirin. Yeah, and he learns straight till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He has 12 hours of learning. At least he tries by night to be in Bismedosh from 10 o'clock to 4:30, to have 6 hours of Beretzifus. And then again, he davens and he sleeps, lochem, and again he gets up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and again, till 8 o'clock, another 6 hours. He has a chibur l'teira. He has a chibur l'teira. He will have a different shvuas. He will have a different shvuas. Now the chokhmah is for a person to have a different shvuas. Again, then he connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He'll be mekabel the Torah. The Torah will give him fullness. Chazal say, Yekoro yimi pninim toiv li teir aspicho me'alfei zov o'chosef ha'nechmodim mizov v'dvash v'noifers tzufim. Lule teiros chosha ashur yavadati ba'oimi yerof katal likhi kita titzal katal im rosi kirvivim alay yeseh. Can't be that all of these psukim alav dafke, all these chazalim alav dafke, it's apikoyesis. The Torah says that it's sweet. If a person doesn't feel that it's sweet, Zalman Erbach said once, if you don't feel that it's sweet, you're not in the right store. If a person puts something in a cup of tea and he drinks it and it's very salty, so he doesn't have to start to call the company of the tea to ask what is the problem. He has to know that he put in salt instead of sugar. It's poshtezach. That means I'm a kluge mensch. The Torah is sweet. If a person will learn 6 and 6 hours, 12 hours over Shavuos, I'm promising you, he will feel a different person after Shavuos. If he doesn't feel a different person is, because he went to the Koysel, because he went to deer, and he went to deer. I'm not saying if a person learns 7 hours and he goes, it's not a chisorim. But if he makes a cheshbon, he calls the people that he's eating by 10:30, I'll be back in yeshiva, or by yuchas v'sholem is 12. So he's not planning to have a lel shvuas. He's not planning to have a lel shvuas. What, to learn 4 hours? Nebach. And they're also 3 o'clock and you get used to ready to go. Yeah? But if a for sure, there's no sweetness. And then the Yitzhahor comes shvuas day. You sleep, a person finishes davening, everything, 8 o'clock he's in bed, he can sleep straight till 2 o'clock. 6 hours, yeah? He eats for an hour, and again learns 5 hours. This gives him a mesikus of Torah. If the Rachaim HaKodesh says, "Im oyoidim stam atere, hoyu mishtagim v'rotzim achareo," a lot of people think the Rachaim stam saying it. Rachaim is not a shakram. I think Chosh would have to be choshnim for a shakram. Hoyu mishtagim v'rotzim achareo. Person has animal things. Yeah, but l'maisa, I want to enjoy the world. Fashteich, yeah, understand. But l'maisa, this animal emotional. If a person will find $1 million, he wins the lottery, $1 million. Then when he has $1 million, he walks on the street and he falls with a shekel. I give Valdi, can I also find a shekel? When a person has a mesikus satere, he's not missing out that his friends go somewhere and he doesn't go. Not the pshat, he will miss out, but he has to fight it. So you're right, it's hard to start. Chazal say, Aoron Noisa es Noisov. It's only hard in the beginning, but in the end it becomes easy. It's not hard. David HaMelech says, Zmiro yishoyu lichukecho bebeis megurai. Stam dimyoynes. Stam dimyoynes. The Torah is sweet and easy. The Yitzhar only has a koyach in the beginning. By some guys, he has a koyach. The first hour, Chazal say, Rishoyim nitme lehem kehar, kechut asayro. Tzadikim nitme lehem kehar. You come up to the Shamayim, you think, oh, it was so hard for me. Nitme lehem kechut asayro. The first 5 minutes to start. I want to speak lemais, I don't want to be marich. I want to say, apor eitzes, not lemaisadik. One moment to speak lemaisadik. The first eitz of lemaisadik is a person decides now what he's planning to learn in the first 6 hours, and the next 6 hours, second day, the same thing. It's all animal tells a guy, givaldik, very stark. What? Okay, we'll come to that. What he feels will give him gishmak to sit and learn from 5 o'clock till Mayriv. For Ma'ariv the whole night, what will give him a gishmak? Some guys forget to start from that base. This Davov, like this, after Shavuos, we start Davov on the base. He will know Gmor Eran, Rosh Baal Peh. He wants to be forheard by his son, by his friend. Mamish to know. Shakle the Taira. He has a gishmak. Some guy says, yeah, but this I can do in 6 hours. Well, I'll do the next 6 hours. So he finds another thing to do. The Chochmah is Dibro Teira Kenegedi Yitzhore. First one wants to do 12 hours. Make a cheshbon. I could chazed this. I could learn that. Some guys know that I learn, but I don't have gishmak to learn it. Yeah, I could learn. I could mefaltbel. I'm mefaltbel. I'll fall asleep. Al cheshbon is in the Rambam. It's not for me. I need something to move. Oh, but to make a plan. If a person makes a plan, how he will do it? Shtark doing shvus. And choyk velo yavo. It doesn't make a difference. I'm doing it. But you have to know. You have to be mekabel ol teire. Kabbalah's Olteira doesn't mean, people think Kabbalah's Olteira means, yeah, we'll learn even if it's a little bit hard. So Alma Ruchaim Shalevitz says, someone came to Ruchaim Shalevitz, his son is crying by night. Chob Tzar Gidl Bonim. So Ruchaim Shalevitz told him, no. Das nicht kein Tzar Gidl Bonim. Das ist Gidl Bonim. Tzar, I wish you'll never know what a Tzar Gidl Bonim. Kabbalah's Olteira doesn't mean, yeah, means a person decides now, doesn't make a difference what, I'm sitting now clearly, I'm going to learn now 6 hours over the little Shavuos. If I'm starting for 5 o'clock, I could have 8 hours. I could have 8 hours. 10 hours. No, after Shachis, I would try another half an hour to push in. And he decides what he's going to learn. Say, this is the plan, to decide what you're going to do. If you don't plan what you're going to learn, it doesn't happen. It falls behind. This is Aleph. Second of all, the Yitzhar is very stark. I'm saying, Mamish, we're finishing now. A person makes all of the achones and he goes to sleep for 3-4 hours. Not to be tired. Avada, even if you sleep 3-4 hours, when you start to learn the Yitzhar, will make you tired. He has a right. But that, if you decide to fight, you win it right away. But if you didn't sleep today, you didn't sleep yesterday, so you want Hashem to give you you know, unusual koiches, not just a tzaddik, you don't deserve it. But you know, Hashem, I wanted to enjoy today. I wanted to enjoy yesterday, but Hashem, I really love to learn, so give me energy. It doesn't go. Avad, when a person goes to sleep and he goes to rest and he's doing what he could, I'm saying, if a person wants to be a chochom einov beroyshe, chones aher, chones ahim, according to one, he's in bed, he's sleeping for 4 hours. He could learn the whole night quietly. Same thing, he finishes the daven, Shavuos morning, everything is ready. Run to the bed. Sleep 4 or 5 hours, you don't need to sleep more. Avada, you'll feel tired. That, with a little bit of klipas, you'll push away the Yitzhar. But if a person decides, I'm telling you, this makes the chibu with the kedusha with the ribayna shel olam. It's a chasana with the ribayna shel olam. This kabbalas oil is a chasana, is a kedusha. And this kedusha, and this chasen, and this atzlocha with the Bira Olam will give you the siyata dishmaya after it to grow weiter and weiter, and in the whole year, Be'ez Hashem, you will have siyata dishmaya.